meeting. The executive committee is comprised of myself, Trustee Simmons, and Trustee Tedrick. Trustee Simmons is present. Trustee Tedrick is not available, but with myself and Trustee Simmons, there's a quorum. Generally, two of us have to meet in person, but I want to have our general counsel explain that the governor has extended his executive order, allowing this executive committee meeting to be by Zoom with pursuant to the Open Meetings Act, where we don't have to have two people in the same location.
Yeah, that's correct. As you mentioned, Open Meetings Act typically requires physical presence of a quorum. The summer the pandemic started back in 2020, the Open Meetings Act was amended to allow for remote participation under a few conditions under the statute, which we are meeting, one of which is the a declaration by the head of the public body that it's not feasible to meet, which you've done for today's meeting, and allows us to go ahead and continue because of that extension of the disaster proclamation for the entire state.
Okay. There will be a public question and comment portion available today's meet after or at today's meeting to last up to 10 minutes total, 2 minutes per speaker. Madam Secretary, do we have any speakers today?
No, we do not.
Okay, the only item on the agenda is to discuss the item titled Change in Faculty Administrative Payroll, Office of the President and University-Wide Services. General Counsel Crater, will you present this item?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. After conducting a broad search, I'm pleased to present to the committee Mr. Jason Jordan as the recommended candidate to fill the position of Associate General Counsel for Healthcare. This position is in our office located at the School of Medicine. Jason most recently has been at the Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services, which is the agency that, among other things, oversees the Medicaid program for the state of Illinois. Prior to the Department of Healthcare and Family Services, he served at both the Illinois Department on Aging and then also the Office of the State Appellate Defender. Jason received his bachelor's degree from the University of Illinois at Springfield, his law degree from Northern Illinois University, and prior to that, he served in the United States Army for 5 years in their Corps of Engineers. If the matter meets with your approval today, he would begin on April 1st. Since the position is vacant and sees the bulk of the transactional work at the School of Medicine, it's particularly beneficial to have it filled to keep things moving along there. So I thank the committee for meeting together for your consideration, and would be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions? I don't have any questions. I've reviewed Mr. Jordan Jason's biography, and I believe he's eminently qualified for this position. Mr. Simmons, do you have any questions of Luke?
I have no questions, Your Honor, and also, Luke, I thank you again for sending the information prior to the call, because I was able to review it as well, and I looked in order and find me. And like I said, looks like we're lucky to get Jason.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Trustee Simmons.
Okay. All right. I move to approve this item. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Ms. Whittington, please call the roll.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Simmons?
Yes.
Okay, this item has been approved by the Executive Committee. The action will be reported to the full board at the next regular meeting per SIU board bylaws requirement. If there's no further business before the Executive Committee, this meeting is adjourned. And thank you, John, for participating in your car. So, and I hope you enjoy the mints that you took from me. Okay. All right. Dr. Mahoney or Dr. Lane, any questions at all? Or okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
That concludes this meeting then.